to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Ratai against EK, driving hard, left hand. Yes! He got it! Greg with the rebound. Nemhard's three is off. Oregon State in Corvallis is going to take down number 16, Gonzaga. And the Beavers have their signature win.
Big plays made by many Beavers, but Michael Ratai, spectacular, not just in overtime, but the last 10 minutes of that second half.
Oregon State laid it on Gonzaga last night, Gill Coliseum. Tremendous victory in overtime. Really, a victory that I think Oregon State feels really good about. I think they made some noise last night against Gonzaga. And, of course, in that overtime period, nobody was bigger than Michael Ratai. Oregon State, 97. Gonzaga, 89. Michael Ratai joining us now as Oregon State is on the road already preparing for their weekend game. Not very much time to enjoy what happened last night at Gill Coliseum, but certainly wanted to get Ratai on the show. Mike, how's it going? Have you come down from that high from last night yet?
We already met today with the team and talked about everything, and we all locked in on our next game on the road. Like you said, obviously we're happy and gain our experience with the game against Gonzaga, but we are down now, grounded, and ready to go again.
Yeah, you play tomorrow against USF down in the Bay Area, San Francisco. And are you at the airport now? Have you gone through security, or what's going on?
Yeah, we just passed through TSA, and then we're about to board on the plane.
All right. Well, I won't keep you long, but I got to know, you got into that overtime, and it really looked like you mentally were playing with a lot of confidence. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you were feeling and taking that big first three?
At some point I talked with Paul on the bench, and he was like, Mike, just trying to make winning plays, and my teammates trusted in me, so I was trying to step up and just make the right play, and I feel like most of the times it happened, it went out the right way. Sometimes I think I had a turnover in between those attacks, but I end up making good plays, I feel like.
What was the crowd like? What was that like as a player to have a sold-out crowd and so many students and so much energy in the building?
I mean, it was great. It definitely gave us a lot of energy, especially when Gonzaga had their runs. Knowing that you have all the students, all the fans, and Gill having full capacity and everything was just great.
Is there a point, because you grow up, obviously your dad goes to Germany, he falls in love, that's the story, here comes Michael Ratai, right? There's a point of your childhood where you're watching Gonzaga. I mean, you know who Gonzaga is as you're growing up, right? And you're following Gonzaga basketball.
Yeah, I mean, when I was really young, I didn't know about Gonzaga or like any college teams. I would say when I was like 14, 15, 16, when I started to really watch college basketball, and like realize which teams are good and who is who, I knew Gonzaga, and then I obviously knew when they played UCLA in that Final Four game, and then Jalen Suggs making that half-court three-point shot, and then from there on I kind of knew who that team is, and been like watching obviously and following the top teams in the country a little bit, and they're one of them, so always knew about them.
We're talking to Michael Ratai, Oregon State, big night last night, already on the road to University of San Francisco where they'll play tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Michael, this team is unselfish. You guys share the ball. You look like you get along. You're getting better. What is it like to be in practice, the locker room, or on a road trip with this group of guys?
I mean, it's just great. Like you said, you see it on the court. We all share the ball. We all play for each other, and it's exactly the same off the court. We are all like brothers to each other. We all talk. We play cards. We have fun. And then in the right situations when we have to lock in, we are really tight. You know, it's like a bond of brothers just trying to accomplish the same goal and just all aim for that.
Germany, Lithuania, Iran, England, you start to talk about that locker room is a melting pot. Seven languages. What is that like to be a player? And maybe, because you're a European guy, it's not all that different because you see different languages. But for us watching this, it's really interesting to kind of see this group come together.
I mean, it might sound like we all like a little different to each other, but in the end, we all love playing basketball, and all the coaches knew what they were like recruiting, the right players to recruit to come down here. But obviously, sometimes it's funny because you have Isaiah and Max talking French sometimes. Then they got Johan talking Danish. He can speak in Lithuanian, especially when people call their parents back home. It's kind of funny because there's like all kind of languages going on in the locker room.
Right.
Yeah, so that's definitely funny and interesting. But end up, I mean, we all love basketball. I think that's the biggest thing, and we all just play for the right goal and for the right reasoning.
What is Wayne Tinkle like to play for?
I mean, it's great. I mean, I've been here since 3 years now. I love the way how he approaches games, how he teaches us. I think the thing I like the most about my head coach is that he just wants us to be, like, right husbands. He want to make us, like, better men every day. And he's really bought into that. And he comes in every day showing that, representing that. And he's just a great role model to have in my life. I'm really grateful for him.
You know, you had some guys last year who left, and some good players who left and went to other schools, and I think really hard for people at Oregon State. And you've been there, and you know what the school has been through. Does that give you better context and make it more special what happened last night?
I mean, not really. I would say, of course, some people left last year, but I mean, we knew we were going to get good players again, and of course, did a great job of recruiting the right players. I think yesterday showed what type of group we have and how we all bought in and how well the coach recruited those players. And it's all coming together slowly and slowly.
Give me an idea, Michael. I mean, you have this big win, but now you have to get right back onto the court. Was the team meeting today about that, about how you must now go out and win? Because otherwise, what happened last night doesn't matter as much.
Yeah, no, you exactly hit it on the point. That's what we all talked about early this morning. Obviously, our game yesterday was big, and it was a really good win against a ranked team in the country. But end up now going to San Francisco, we have to validate that win. That we can just come up, have a good game, and then come to San Francisco and don't show up. So our goal is to find our composure, find our discipline, and then go out and win in San Francisco again.
Was there, like, you know, you're going to tell me you believed all along you could win, but was there a point of the game last night where you just said, you know, like, the realization sinks in, or is it the last 36 seconds when you guys get the steal at the end of the game, or at what point do you know we're winning this game?
I feel like, obviously, like you said, I was always confident in us winning, but I feel like, maybe the last minute where I made the last three was when we were up by 7 and it was only, like, 30 seconds left. And they missed a shot, and there was 15 seconds left. Obviously, at that point, it starts to kick in, and you realize that you definitely won and made a statement win.
Michael Ratai, you're on your way. You got San Francisco. Team meal, I mean, you got a bunch of guys that have grown up eating different foods. Which guy is, if we're cooking, who's the best cook on this team making his native food?
The best cook on our team is definitely me. Make native food is definitely me. But I would also say, from the Europeans, I would have LT cook. And then from the American boys, probably, I don't even know.
What are you cooking? When you're cooking, what are you cooking from Germany?
From Germany, I make some spätzle with some, like, meatballs on the side or with some cooked chicken on the side. It's really good.
All right, I'll take your word for it. Michael Ratai, congrats on the big win. Good luck against USF. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Okay, there he goes. Michael Ratai and Oregon State. Big win in overtime. Got it done against Gonzaga. They got out-rebounded badly and still put it together. Came up with enough to overcome that rebounding disparity. They were very difficult to guard, in particular in that overtime period. Ratai had 10 points. And they're on their way. But he's right. Like, they've got to go now and beat USF. They've got to go on the road. It doesn't stop. And with this WCC schedule, it's a home game. It's a road game. Not the same as, in the Pac-12 where they were on the road for 3 or 4 days in a row. I want you to leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. Our big splash is coming up. Stick around.